Very good morning to all of you guys on the West Coast and to you guys on the East Coast. It is, of course, lunchtime. It is a wonderful time of the day where hopefully you are eating, joining us to go through some cool stuff. And of course, today we have a show all about sharing awesome. Now, I'll share some awesome, and then I have Elnora with us who's going to share a little bit some more awesome. But that is the theme of the day, so hopefully when you walk away from today's show, back to, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to walk away saying, yeah, you know what, that is actually awesome. So, and if you don't, I want to hear why. And then we'll make it better, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But let's start with that. Let's go right into the developer news and see what we have on the schedule for today. So actually, we went through this last time, but I wanted to make sure that every single person knew about this. The developer movement, of course, is that program that we have out right now where basically you're going to build some stuff, okay? You're going to build some stuff, and as you build it, we're going to give you points. And basically the way that it works, if you haven't heard about it or you didn't see last month's episode, is basically you build some apps, Windows 8 apps, so I should say Windows Store apps, and then Windows Phone apps, and you actually get points that you can accumulate for each one. And then, of course, if you add on my favorite, and you guys know that this is going to come, right? If you add in the Azure component, the back end, now all of a sudden you have 10,000 extra bonus points just for adding in an Azure back end. Or better yet, you can actually get some points as well for doing some of the Azure Labs. So if you haven't already gone into developer movement, you haven't checked it out yet, here's what I want you to do for me. You're going to go in, you're going to sign up for the developer movement. It's absolutely free, so don't worry about that part. If you don't already have your Windows Store account, you'll sign up for that. If you don't already have your Windows Phone Store account, then you're going to sign up for that. Last but not least, if you're going to go ahead and use those 10,000 extra bonus points, then you're going to go ahead and sign up for your Windows Azure trial. Or if you have MSDN, which I'm thinking most of you guys already do, there is a lot of Azure benefits that you get with your MSDN. So you'll activate your trial through your MSDN benefits. Then you're going to go build your apps, submit them to the movement, and then boom, you're done. You start making money off the apps, and then also you start racking up those points for whatever kind of goodies it is that you want. In fact, I actually had an email from a developer just not too long ago that was basically saying, hey, I'm going to build all these apps because I get to do all my Christmas shopping on Microsoft's account. And I'm like, you know? All right, then. He's like, do you mind? I'm like, no, by all means. Like, the more the merrier, right? If I can fund your entire Christmas shopping, go right ahead. Anyway, so that's what you're going to do with developermovement.ca. All of the information is on there. Just log on, go through the facts, and if on top of that you have some questions, just let me know, and we'll make sure you get those answers. On the Windows 8 front, okay, so, you know, we always go through the different pieces. On the Windows 8 front, what we have is we're still celebrating. Hey, I know it's been a little bit past, you know, the launch on October 26th, but guess what? If you haven't already activated your Windows Store account, go and do it right now. Reason being, I got gift cards for you that I want to send out. So just go ahead and register that you have the URL there on the screen for you. You have all the information on there. Once you register, you're going to forward me your email that basically says, hey, here's your activated account. And I get to send you some goodies. Perfect, right? By the way, if you have MSDN, BizSpark, or DreamSpark, you also have one of these included for free in your account. So don't go and buy one, I mean, unless you want to. If you have MSDN, BizSpark, or DreamSpark, you can actually just activate a free one for the first year, of course, and you can do with it as you please. Now, I know we went through this last episode as well. The one I wanted to make sure that you guys remember about is the App Labs, right? So that's where you go. You can actually try your applications on Windows 8 devices, you know, kind of get the feeling of what your app will look like on one of these devices if you don't have a device already. Plus, you also actually have experts there that are there to help you in terms of actually bringing your application up to speed and giving you helpful tips on how you can make it better, and basically just being there to answer your questions. It does require registration. It's absolutely free, but these things are filling up. So if you have an application that you're working on and that you think that you're getting to that point where you can actually show someone the application, go through it with them to get their advice, make sure you go over there, aka.ms/w8applabs, And that way you can make sure that you have a registered spot and you'll know that someone will be there to answer those questions for you. Of course, Windows Phone, just in case you missed the announcements, the SDK is out. You can go ahead and build this stuff. And of course, if you're already going to do stuff for Developer Movement, you can go either way. You could do Windows Phone 7 applications. You could do Windows Phone 8. You really should do Windows Phone 8, but up to you. Looks a little bit cut off there on the screen, so let me just show it to you this way so that you have that full URL, devs3.ms/go/wp8. We'll give you all the information that you need on Windows Phone there. Now, there's a lot of things happening, and I'm sure that you guys that have been tuning in throughout the months and whatever, and you're following the Canadian Developer Connection blog, there's a lot of events. And if you remember back in the day, we kind of said, you know what, rather than doing these gigantic conferences, we're going to start doing these smaller ones, and we'll stream them, and we'll record them, so on and so forth. So actually, just yesterday, we wrapped up a webcam that was direct from Vancouver. Insane. There's 140-plus people in the room. There's about 200-and-something-odd people online. So stay tuned to that. That's going to be available for you on demand shortly. But I wanted to make sure that you knew of a couple of other streaming events that are coming to you actually in the next couple of days. First of which is actually straight from DevTeach, where you're going to be streaming live from Montreal. Howard is actually coming from the, we'll call it, you know, the headquarters or Microsoft HQ in Redmond. He's going to be coming to talk about VMs and how to actually go beyond the concept of VMs in terms of actually looking at it from a developer's perspective, of course. How to look at it from how you can actually leverage VMs to make your solutions better, but at the same time doing it where it makes sense. So that's going to be live December the 10th at 6:30 p.m. from Montreal. Those of you guys that are watching on the West Coast, that's 6:30 Eastern time. I did have a couple of people that were confused about the timing on the last streaming, so it is Eastern time, which would effectively make that 3:30 p.m. your time. And you can find out more information there on devs3.ms/devteachkeynote. I'll be there. The D3 crew will be there streaming live to you. So hopefully you'll join us for that. And then, of course, just a couple of days later, on December the 14th. Now, this is something that's actually kind of boggling a couple of people's minds. And they're like, well, what is this dev camp for Office and SharePoint? That's new. And that's true. It actually is. Now, this one is going to be live from Toronto. So again, that's 8 o'clock Eastern on December the 14th, which is actually next Friday. And we're actually going to be talking about how you can leverage your existing web skills in order to create Office applications. Now, you may know Office applications from the past, but rest assured, this is actually a very, very different model in terms of how you're actually going to build applications for Office 2013 and SharePoint and Office 365. So if you're a web developer or you're an Office or you're a SharePoint developer, you don't want to miss this one out. Quick heads up on this one. This one is actually not going to be available on demand right away, just because they are touring with the dev camp throughout the world. And so they wanted to make sure that they do that before it goes on demand. So what does that mean? It means make sure you join me online. That way, plus, you can also ask questions of the presenters and get that live interaction as if you were right in the room. So information is available for you there, devs3.ms/office-virtual-camp. Okay. And then last but not least, of course, all of these are on the Canadian Developer Events calendar. If you haven't seen this yet, head over to devs3.ms/cdndevevents, and you'll actually see all of the upcoming events that are scheduled either that Microsoft is doing or various different user groups across the country, what's streaming online, what's streaming or what's in person, and then that way you can actually kind of get in touch with what's going on in the latest and the greatest. Plus, also, if you actually make it over to that page, you'll actually be able to subscribe to the plans, email, RSS, calendar, whatever works for you. But I highly recommend it. That way, as soon as the team and I here post a brand new event, right away you'll know about it, and then that way you can choose whether you register or whether you'll pass on that. So that's available for you there. Make sure that you go ahead and sign up for that. And then last but not least, just to give you a heads up on a couple of things that are brand new on demand, if you missed the various different announcements, or if you don't have the Windows Store app for the Canadian Developer Connection yet, I'll give you the URL in a second to make sure that you have that. But brand new on demand, this is actually live from, what was it, 2 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago, Pure Imagination was actually a relatively huge event that we did here. That's what happens when you have a touch-sensitive surface. Anyway, pureimagination.ca, 4 tracks, 23 sessions covering designers, developers, cloud, and gaming. All of that's available for you right now on demand, so make sure that you hit up that. If you weren't able to join us here in Toronto for the entire weekend, then you have all that information there, and all the videos are there for you with all the contact information that you might need to get in touch with the presenters. Skip through another one. These animations, I'm telling you. Anyway, Rise to the Modern App Challenge. This one was an event that we actually did a little while ago in October. It talks about how you can use the new Visual Studio, new Team Foundation server and service. So great sessions there in terms of ALM. Not so much on Visual Studio as the actual tool, but Visual Studio is how it helps make development better in your shop. Using brand new tools, right? Visual Studio 2012, Team Foundation Server 2012, and Team Foundation Service. So make sure you watch that. Now, all of these are available online, but if you want a cooler experience, I have on there for you on the screen, see there the Developer Connection app for Windows 8, and you can actually go ahead and download that from devs3.ms/cdndevsw8. That way, as soon as a new series is put on there, a new workshop, a new video, a new episode of the show here, you'll know about it right away, and also you'll know about all of the upcoming events, blog posts, so on and so forth. So make sure you go ahead and download that. It gives a much richer experience than what you would have on the blog, but I leave it up to you to decide how it is that you actually want to get all of that information. With that, that is the news for this month. Not too much yet, plenty nonetheless.